is the best. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thanks for every time that you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. And I'll never understand just why you love me, why I am so blessed. And when my words have failed me, Lord, I find thank you says it best. Can't forget the times that you've shown mercy when I knew I had done wrong. And I remember how you carried me when I just could not go on. And I recall how faithful you have been in my hour of distress. No, I can't fully convey my thankfulness. Thank you says it best. Thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. Thanks for every time that you spoke peace when my storm was raging high. And I'll never understand just why you love me, why I am so blessed. Words have failed me, Lord, I find thank you says it best. I'll never understand just why you love me, why I am so blessed. When my words have failed me, Lord, I says it best.
Amen. Amen. That's a good way to say it. Thank you says it best. Appreciate that. Say amen. Amen. Well, y'all pray for the workers back in the junior church this morning because, buddy, they are flooded. They have a crowd back there. And it might be more important, I don't know, what's going on back there, and maybe bigger than what's going on in here. We're looking for souls to be saved back there this morning. And that's why we have big days. We had a big crowd here. There's going to be a 500 here for the preaching service, I'm sure. And I went back there and told him, slice them hot dogs right down the middle. And when you cook them just right, they swell up, and two hot dogs makes, I mean, one hot dog makes two hot dogs. And you might can do it three ways if you try real hard. Well, I've learned how to do that a long time ago. They swell up, and you put enough ketchup on them, and you never know the difference. Sometimes you can just put bread and ketchup, and they don't never know the difference. All right. Matthew chapter 24. Let me show you a verse of scripture here this morning. Matthew chapter number 24. Praise the Lord that we're in a soul-winning, Bible-believing church this morning. You pray that God will supply our needs. We have them. Pray the Lord just supply them. That bus ministry, isn't that wonderful? I'm telling you what, that's great. Amen. Matthew chapter 24. I read this verse earlier. I'm not going to read them all. Look at verse 24. Matthew 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christ, plural, and false prophets, plural, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." So the Lord was telling us here that he was saying that it's no big deal when people start coming around saying it's the end of the world. This morning I'm going to show you, let you see and hear some things about what we're hearing about the end of the world, December the 21st, 2012. Now, the Mayan calendar ends its cycle December 21st, 2012. That's about 70 days from right now. And what they're saying is the sun's going to come up and align with all the rest of the planets and pull and cause all kind of crazy stuff could happen, tsunamis, earthquakes, and things like that. But the interesting thing is they're saying that these gods, these ascended masters, are going to come back down. The teachers of wisdom, these ancient teachers of wisdom, are going to come back on that day. Now, you and I know that as the arrival of the Antichrist. I can show you rock groups I've got on my rock presentation where they're singing, "We celebrate the arrival of Satan's empire." We're saying this, the whole world this morning is wanting a super leader that will get us out of the mess that we're in. H.G. Wells said many years ago, he said, "What we need is a head." And he meant a leader, earthly head. He said, "What we need is a head." He said, "We need a head that's endued with intelligence above human level." Did you hear that?
Yep.
He said, "We need a head that has intelligence above the human level." So we need a super intelligent being that's going to come and lead us. That's a description of the Antichrist. The Lord's coming back, folks. The Mayans don't know it. They don't know. A man asked me one time, he said, "Brother Danny, does the devil know the future?" And the answer is no. The devil does not know the future. The devil don't even realize he's going to be defeated. The devil still thinks he can win. He's not omniscient. Only God is omniscient. God's the only one that knows past, present, and future. The devil tries to make guesses and tries to mess up what God's doing down here in this world. But this morning, I want to show you what they are saying. If you can get my lights for me, light man. What they are saying this morning about the end of the world coming on December the 21st. Now, I want, if you would, get those on the far right all the way down. There you go. And then just dim, punch them over here. See all them yellow, them. I need my light man over there. Put all them on the left, just punch them. And there you go. And I want you to watch this here, this one. You punched one too many times there, Kim. Where's my light man? If you punch it again, it comes back on. Now, where your left hand is there, brother. All right, one of them's on. Two of them's on now. There you go. Thank you. Watch this. Volume on the blue mic, please.
Ancient calendars forecasting a deadly countdown. The Maya have this opinion that what's happened in the past will happen again. A galactic alignment triggering a wave of natural disasters.
It's like having a whole bunch of massive earthquakes at the same time.
Could our planet really be headed for extinction?
These changes could be life-changing, or they could be life-ending.
Or is there another agenda, one even more profound?
Each age for the Mayans was clearly defined. And it was defined by the gods returning.
Millions of...
That's the kind of fella you want to listen to. Amen.
People around the world believe we have been visited in the past by extraterrestrial beings. What if it were true?
Now you see them things like that all over the world. And they're a picture of something that those people seen thousands of years ago. And every ancient culture like that believes that ascended masters came down on this planet thousands of years ago and gave them wisdom that they had not knowledge of, and that's how they built the pyramids, that's how they built these big things, that's how they built all these things. I'll need my light man back there ready in just a second. Now listen. Now you watch this morning, and I want to show you something. Watch this. Where did them things come from? Watch this.
Did ancient aliens really help to shape our history? And if so, might evidence of alien contact help to unlock the mystery behind the Mayan prophecies of doom?
That's what you want you to listen. They're returning. They're returning. Whoever it was that helped them build them pyramids, the pyramids have more blocks and stone in them than the Empire State Building times 10. And they directly line perfect north, south, east, and west. And they had them big old granite stones, bigger from here to the wall over there, and they lined them up perfect, and the thing don't sink but a quarter of an inch every few years. No building on earth has that good of architectural design. And they did it thousands of years ago, Egyptians, with no machinery and no cranes. You say, well, how did they do it, preacher? The Bible said there were giants in the earth in those days. That's what it says. And there's evidence of that all over the world. The giants, and then they got wisdom from another world. Watch this.
Peninsula. For over 2,000 years, rain-drenched jungles and fertile plains served as the home of one of the ancient world's greatest civilizations, the Maya. Scholars estimate that between 250 and 900 AD, the Mayan population consisted of between 15 to 20 million people and extended as far south as Costa Rica and Guatemala. Archaeological evidence suggests the Maya were one of the first ancient people to develop a written language, use modern mathematical methods, and build massive multi-story celestial observatories, all at a time when Europeans were struggling through the so-called Dark Ages.
Considered one of the great advanced civilizations with hyper-advanced astronomy, astrology, trigonometry, architecture, all of these things while the Europeans were at the time rolling around in the mud.
But perhaps the most amazing Mayan achievement was their system of charting the stars and planets in the form of a calendar.
The Mayans were timekeepers above and beyond.
All right, now I'm going to stop it right there for time's sake. Give me some about half the lights up, please. And I want to say just a few things about this. They've always predicted the end of the world. There's always been people saying the end is near, holding up signs, stuff like that. Now, the Bible said that it would be that way in the last days. The Lord said there'd be false Christ and false prophets. You say, Brother Danny, do you believe the Mayans were right? No. Do you believe the Mayans knew what they were talking about? No, they didn't. They did have their calendar extremely accurate. The calendar of the Mayans, it's amazing how they had the wisdom to do that. They got it from somewhere because, like he said, they didn't have it in Europe and here during that time. But they had amazing knowledge. I'm going to say a few things about it this morning and just give you a few thoughts before we go. There's nothing of it in the Bible. The Bible even talks about the people in the Old Testament, New Testament, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. So the Bible condemns creature worship and creation worship. You don't need to be all obsessed with the planets and the stars and the moon. We are not to worship the sun. Many civilizations worship the sun. They thought the sun was God. The sun is not God. God made the sun. and the moon and the stars and the planets. God made all these things. You know, when we come in here to preach and pray, you know what we was worshiping a while ago when the choir was singing? We were worshiping the God that made the sun, the God that made the planets, the God that made the stars, the God that made... And listen, ladies and gentlemen, while the Mayan did not understand that, brother, the real news is that the Lord really is coming. What gets my attention about stuff like this is that it fits with Bible prophecy. The Bible teaches that the world's going to get, here's what the Bible teaches. The world's going to get worse and 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 worse. And there's going to be prophecies and predictions and false Christ and crazy people holding up signs saying the end of the world, doomsday. And that makes the average person think he ain't never coming back. See, if 50 people say the Lord's coming back and sets dates and then he don't come back, then everybody's going to say, well, see there, I've heard that all my life. He ain't never coming back yet. Well, guess what? He really is coming back. And people are not ready for it. He might come before I get through preaching this morning. The Lord could come today. The Lord could come today. The Bible teaches it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Then there's going to be a trumpet sound. When this trumpet sounds, I don't know what the trumpet's going to sound like. It may be... It may be... I don't know. But it's something that's saying, come up hither. When that trumpet sounds, everybody who's saved will leave this world with a shout. If you're saved this morning, you belong to the Lord, you're going to leave and go meet the Lord in the air. If you're not saved, you will be left here. When you're left here, there's going to be a spirit come over this world, and the Antichrist will come. Now, these ascended masters are demons, and they're going to come down, and the devil's going to rule the world for 7 years, 3.5, which has total control. And then the Lord's coming back with his saints, and we're going to come back on them white stallions, and he's going to set up his kingdom, and we're going to rule for 1,000 years. That's why them old preachers used to say, I'm going to leave like Superman and come back like the Lone Ranger. Now, I'm going to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to rule with the Lord. We're going up to meet the Lord, and we're coming back with the Lord. The Bible says we'll rise to meet him. Now we're going to see three things about this Mayan stuff this morning. The 2012 doomsday has reached fever pitch in our country. Hollywood even made a movie about 2012 and the end of the world. Interesting how they made it. They all wound up getting in an ark in water, preserving mankind to start off. Interesting. They always got to go by that book, you know. They always going to go by the book. Even people that don't believe it, got to go by it. You know, you can't get away from this book. This is God's book, and you can't get away from it. Amen? Listen, our world's in bad shape. Teenagers and thousands of people are wondering if suicide might be the way out. Mothers are killing their children. They're saying, you know, the end of the world's coming. Floods, burn, you know. North and South poles are reversed. Chaos will rule. Earthquakes are going to happen. This is awful. This is awful. And you know what? All they're talking about on the news is who won the vice presidential debate. The old crook or the pretty little boy? And brother, they're all of them's wondering who won. And the real news this morning, ladies and gentlemen, the real news is not that Michelle Obama wore a shirt that cost $900. The real news is not that Lance Armstrong used dope to ride a bicycle. If anybody ought to be able to use it, he ought to be able to use it. Let the man have all the steroids he wants, brother, if he can ride like that. That's not the real news, amen? The real news is not that Oprah is buying Honey Boo Boo a house. That's not the real news, brother. I mean, that's not the news. The devil has got everybody looking at everything else. I'm going to tell you, the real news is the Lord's coming back, Jesus is coming, and we're going to leave this world with a shout one of these days. That's the real news. The real news is Jesus is coming. The real news is the Lord's coming back. Now, I want to say a few things about this right quick, and I'm going to show you something else. Number one, I want to say, according to the mind, about the Mayan calendar and all this stuff, there is only one God. Now, I know what the media is trying to convince you. The media is trying to convince you this morning that there's several gods and that whatever you believe is your path to God will get you to God. That's why they're always saying, that's why they're teaching Islam in our colleges and stuff because they're trying to convince American young people that Islam and Christianity is the same thing. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make you think all religions are different roads, but they all lead to the same place. That is not true. The Bible said there is one God, and there's one mediator between God and man. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. There is not a bunch of gods. There is not a bunch of different ways. That's like there's absolutes. There's absolute right. There's absolute wrong. There's absolute truth, and there's absolute error. The real news this morning is there is one God. There is one God. The real news, secondly, this morning is that the Bible is the final authority. The Bible is the final authority. Listen, I can show you in the Bible everything that the New Age movement is talking about. Do you know why every movie Hollywood puts out has zombies and vampires in it? Don't you think that's sort of weird? That every movie that comes out is about vampires and zombies, and all the kids' games and stuff are zombies and vampires. And you know why? Because the book of Genesis said that right before the Lord destroyed the world the first time, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. That's Edward. That's whatever her name is. What is her name? What's the third book in the Bible? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Edward and Bella are now, she is pregnant by the zombie or the devil or the vampire or whatever he is, and that's so popular all around the world. Listen, that's not an accident, folks. That is not an accident. The sons of God saw the daughters of men, Bella, that they were fair. She's pretty. And the devil winds up having a baby with that. That's how the Antichrist gets here. Yeah. Just like Jesus was God in the flesh, the Antichrist will be Satan in the flesh. We are seeing all this stuff come to pass. What about these aliens coming out of the rock in the mountain like we saw earlier in Sunday school this morning? Well, the Bible said in 1 Samuel 28 verse 13, she said, I saw gods, little g, ascending out of the earth. They are spirits that come out of the earth. It's in the Bible. And let me show you something here in just a minute. Here and let you see this. Vampires, hauntings, exorcists, gods coming down. All of this is in Acts chapter 14 and verse 11. We know the Bible is the final authority. The Bible talks about gods coming down. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 11. The Bible talks about gods ascending out of the earth in 1 Samuel 28 and verse 13. The Bible talks about Jesus Christ will return soon to take His bride away. Ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing that happen. All right? Let me see if I can show you something else here. Get my lights back down there, brother. Let me show you something else here just a second. Watch this.
Beyond all of it.
Before these Mayans got their wisdom.
First this year will mark the return of Kukulkan.
The return of Kukulkan. Let's find out who Kukulkan is.
Miles north of Tikal, in the ancient Maya city of Chichen Itza, stands a uniquely designed pyramid built by the Maya to honor Kukulkan.
What does that look like? That's a serpent. That's a snake. The ancient Maya god that taught them how to build a pyramid was a snake. That's what touches the little boy on the SpongeBob cartoon right on the forehead to give him the mark. Serpent.
Unlike most of the pyramids all around the world, the platform pyramid we can find at Chichen Itza is not directed in a north-south or east-west direction, but it's a little bit off. There's a specific reason for that, and that is during the spring and fall equinox, a shadow play is cast upon the side of the pyramid, signifying the descent of Kukulkan.
Hear that? They designed that thing because he descended there.
The extraterrestrial descending from the sky, staying a while on earth, and then ascending towards the heavens.
So he stayed a while on earth, he went back to heaven, and they say he's coming back December the 21st, 70 more days from now.
what we have here is an example of...
Now there's the man you need to give you advice.
Living mythology. So my question is, what did they mean when they talked about this deity that descended from the sky?
They had a deity that come out of the sky.
Why was it so important to the Maya to build such an elaborate temple to honor Kukulkan?
They did to all that trouble to honor this serpent that came out of the sky.
Did they really expect this serpent god to ascend to the heavens and then descend to earth? Or could Kukulkan be something even more incredible? Something not of this world. So if you look up in the air today and you watch a plane and it leaves behind this plume of smoke as it travels across the sky.
See, that's what they think it'll be. That's a man's explanation. See how it looks like a snake in the sky?
And you've got the snake's tail wiggling on its backside. So if you look at it from that perspective, that can be described as a flying snake. And in my opinion, that was nothing else but a description of some type of an extraterrestrial craft that descended from the sky, out of which the gods, lowercase g, emerged and taught them in various disciplines. And the message is clear. God Kukulkan descended to the humans. He was a certain time among the humans. He was the teacher of the humans. And then he disappeared again, but with the promise to return one day to the humans.
He disappeared, but he made the promise he'd come back.
Is it really possible, as some ancient astronaut theorists suggest, that Kukulkan was, in fact, a flying spacecraft, engineered and piloted by otherworldly visitors? And if so, could this explain the frequent depictions of this ancient Mayan god as having a face appearing out of a serpent's head? Similar to that...
Isn't that something? Face sticking out of a serpent's mouth.
...of a pilot operating a vehicle. According to researchers, clues to the connection between the Maya and otherworldly beings can also be found in the Mayan manuscript known as the Popol Vuh, meaning the Book of the People. It is a collection of the only known Maya oral histories still surviving. Translated and written in the mid-16th century, this book encompasses a range of subjects, including Mayan creation myths.
The Popol Vuh begins with nothing.
I want to stop right there. Get me just a little bit of light, please. And I want to show you something, ladies and gentlemen, as I close. Jesus Christ will return soon to take his bride out of this world. All of this end of the world stuff, if you want to look something up, you look at Isaiah chapter 30 when you get out of here, and you look at your old King James Bible, and it said in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 6, there was a fiery, flying serpent. It's in the Bible. They wasn't just a bunch of old crazy people. They were seeing something and they were describing what they saw. The devil came down. He taught them how to do these things. He said, I'll come back. And they're saying he's coming back. Now, I don't know. They don't know the future. They don't know what's going to happen on December 21st. It may not, probably nothing will happen. But it all shows me and you that the Lord himself is coming. You don't have to be scared of this doomsday stuff. It's ridiculous. We know what's going to happen. The rapture is what's going to take place. The blessed hope. We've got a bright future. We've got something to look forward to. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. I'm glad I got saved when I was 18 years old. I'm glad I got saved and got called to preach when I was 19. I'm glad somebody showed me in the Bible that old fiery flying serpent stuff. That's old stuff, buddy. Preacher's been preaching that for years. A fiery flying serpent. There's a flying serpent in the Bible. There's dragons in the Bible that breathe fire. Just like the old Chinese drawings are. All the way through the Bible. Stuff like that. So you know what your best bet is? Your best bet here this morning is to get you and your family right with God and serve the Lord and do right, because Jesus is coming back to this world. coming back. I want just a little more light, please. I want you to stand by your head, please. Every head's bowed and every eye's closed. Nobody's moving. The pianist is coming. God's speaking to your heart this morning. Every head's bowed and every eye's closed. While our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I know this has been different, been unusual. All I want to show you this morning is the promises of God are still true. The ancient Mayan, they didn't